Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Lady A coming in later on. Also, we'll do some Fun Fact Friday and easy trivia. But let's go around the room, check on your favorite news story of the day. Amy, I'm going to come over to you first.
Well, is there an age when you finally start to take your health seriously?
Yes, the age of when your doctor says you're going to die.
Oh, man.
Or you have high blood pressure, or you have diabetes, yeah.
Well, I saw this whole story about how there actually is an age, and that age is 38. Hmm. And they say that's the year that people start to pay attention. They're prompted by some kind of potential health scare or aches and pains, and they're just feeling different things in their body, and they're like, oh, maybe I should go look into this.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah.
I've changed my exercise routine up a bit over the last 4 months. We lift a lot now, more so than doing a lot of cardio. We do some cardio and my heart rate gets up. And I feel like I'm thicker than I have been, even muscular. Because sometimes I hate my body. I don't feel like I'm unhealthy, but I weigh more than I've ever weighed. I almost never get on the scale unless I have something coming up where I'm like, I need to get to this point. But I weigh more than I've ever weighed, and I can't really ask my wife, am I like, have I just gotten, and don't laugh, more muscular, or am I kind of fat?
So you can't ask your wife, but you're asking me.
Mm-hmm. I can ask her, but I know what she'll say.
Right. Well,
she'll say, it doesn't, because she's consistent with, if I'm feeling like super good or terrible, she's consistent with the same message of it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Don't base it. And okay. I'm not basing how I feel because I feel good and that's all that matters. And I'm not going to change anything
well,
because
then
of it.
Well, that's your answer.
No.
He wants a real answer.
Okay, I'll give you a real answer. One.
You look fat.
Before that, I want to say, don't weigh yourself.
I don't.
Okay.
I literally don't.
You just did.
I was doing a test with water weight. I'd eaten a whole thing of watermelon. I was like, I wonder how much water weight this does.
Okay, well, then don't do those.
No, it was just fun. It was just like a little fun trick. Go ahead.
Don't do the fun tricks.
Amy, answer the question.
Well, here's the thing. Now that number is messing with you in your head because I would say thicker is the word. Like, but you can tell you're lifting more. Like, I wouldn't say that it's a weight gain situation. It's a thicker situation.
But you're not saying muscle situation.
It's obviously muscle because you're only thicker because you're lifting heavier and you're doing less.
But if you didn't know that he lifted.
No, I've already thought it. I know he's lifting. Your arms are thicker.
I feel like they are.
Yeah. That's how I would describe
it. And I'm getting a lot stronger, but then when I hate getting on the scale.
Hey, well, you're answering all your questions.
And it was the heaviest I'd ever been.
See, this is why you don't look at that.
I know, I don't mean to.
But you just said you feel good.
Pretty good.
So then we focus on
but
that.
But I have a cap. Like I hit a limit and I'm like, why do I feel this good? I'm still kind of stupid and ugly.
Okay, you've said you're lifting heavier. You feel stronger.
I'm definitely stronger.
Then that's what's happening.
Why won't anybody just tell me I'm fat?
Because right. You could tell yourself that if you want.
Trust me, I do.
Okay, well, there you go.
Okay.
I'm not hopping in on that.
I know, but you're just such a positive body image person. I can't even trust you.
Okay. Well, I don't want to call anybody anything about their body, but if you're asking if I've noticed that you've been lifting heavier, yes.
Okay. What about eating unhealthy?
I don't.
Because I haven't really been.
I mean, what is healthy and unhealthy? It's different for you, different for me.
Mm. No.
Cupcakes are just generally not healthy
yeah,
for not
yeah, but
healthy.
If it brings you joy.
But joy doesn't mean health. Mental health.
Cookies.
All right. Eddie, what's your story?
Okay, so I use Hulu mostly because I did it for live sports. I love watching live sports. But YouTube TV is finally coming out with a multi-screen option where you can do four games at once.
What do you mean finally? I've had YouTube forever. I've had it forever.
No.
And four games at once.
Yeah, that's like only for football.
No, it's not. College basketball, it's anything.
What are you talking about? It said that
two nights ago I watched the Arkansas game, the Kentucky-Florida game. It was a flip floor.
Is Eddie's art news story?
Yeah,
from
what year is that from?
Yeah,
Eddie?
I'm double checking here. Came out January 30th.
YouTube TV is the greatest provider that.
Oh, do they give you the option of like what to pick?
I don't think so.
There we go.
They
now,
just give you options of all the games and they just kind of put them strategically.
So now he figured out his new story.
That's the new story that Got they're it. Actually going to give you the option of what you want to watch. So say you want to watch two games. Amy wants to watch The Bachelor. And then on the other corner, she wants
that doesn't happen.
Home Shopping Network.
Right.
I don't know. Just coming up with something.
YouTube TV is great. It really is great.
Yeah, I'm thinking about changing. This is huge because
now you can just do sports and they strategically put all the games up together.
So you're telling me I need to pull the plug on cable.
I'm not saying anything. I've said
we definitely pull the plug on cable. Yeah.
I've had YouTube TV for about a year now and it's the best decision I ever made.
Okay, but
you still get all the channels.
You don't.
Can you record?
What about the Hulu shows that are exclusive to Hulu?
Well, then you got to.
Well, no, that's
keep
like Hulu.
For that.
You don't. Yeah,
I'm not going to pay for both.
Well, then don't.
Well, it's like Netflix. You don't get Netflix on YouTube TV. It's like a cable provider.
You pay for both of those?
I'll pay for Netflix, but I feel like with YouTube TV or Hulu, you pick one or the other.
No, Hulu you can just do, without doing Hulu Live, just do Hulu.
Right.
Okay.
But Hulu, for me, YouTube TV's been awesome.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
Eddie,
I like this.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm here to get justice for Piper. She's a Florida mom, and she has been kicked out of the school drop-off and pick-up line.
Saw that.
Yeah, she's not allowed to drive her kids to school anymore. She has to walk them.
Why?
Because on the back of her car, she has a sticker that promotes her OnlyFans account.
And it's not anything dirty.
Right.
It just says OnlyFans in her name.
What's wrong with that?
Exactly.
It's like promoting any business.
Exactly.
Air conditioning, OnlyFans, same thing.
But the school's like, well, when they do the air conditioning, they don't show up and show their ding ding.
Well, right, but you don't.
You don't have to do that on there.
You're right. I know. I'm just saying what they're saying, but I do also think it's ridiculous. I mean, it's a black and white SUV, and it just has her name and OnlyFans.com with her slash.
Justice for Piper, man.
Yeah, I agree.
I just felt like that's terrible. They informed her that you can no longer get to walk your kids.
She could win that in a lawsuit, unless it's a private school.
Yeah. I guess, did someone go to the...
Oh, a bunch of parents are upset saying they want
to... Probably because all their husbands are on it.
But they want them expelled from the school.
Expelled?
Probably because all the husbands are on it. They're all mad. Most watched shows on streaming last year. This is all across the board. So weird because a lot of these shows are like comfort shows because with multiple seasons... Because you can watch them all year. It's not like a big show that pops and a lot of people watch it. But number one is Suits. They just added that back to Netflix.
Okay.
Bluey on Disney Plus is 2.
Yep, that's a big one.
NCIS on Paramount Plus is 3.
Why?
Probably because the earlier are good. But don't you watch CSI?
I don't watch any of that crap.
No, what's the show you're watching?
NCIS Sydney.
Grey's Anatomy at 4. Cocomelon at 5.
That's a good one.
Man, people love it.
Big Bang Theory at 6. Gilmore Girls at 7. Friends at 8. Heartland at 9. And Supernatural at 10. They're all old shows. Top 10 streaming shows are all old shows. Because there are multiple seasons and it's comfort television for everyone.
That makes sense.
Which we watch another couple episodes of Fargo. That show, where have I been?
Is it amazing?
If all of the seasons are as good as five, that's what I'm doing next. John Hamm's in season five, and so is Keeley from Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
She's not Keeley. Yeah. But she,
obviously.
It's awesome.
Is she British in that one?
No, she's Minnesotan.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's because it takes place in
North Dakotan.
North Dakota.
So do you think you'll go do the other seasons?
I'm going to look and see if they're all good. But we just heard season five was awesome, and so we started watching it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really great.
You've been giving such good show recommendations.
Yeah, you have.
Like, every time you say something, I write it down.
But do you watch it?
That's yeah.
Okay, good.
Except American Nightmare, man. Like, I'm not liking it. But I have to finish it,
dude.
I have to finish it. I'm about halfway through, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make me feel good.
I agree. So I don't know that I liked it while I was watching it, but at the end...
No, it's a nightmare.
At the end, Yeah, what did you think it was going to be?
It'd be called American Nightmare.
You'll like this.
I know, but I hate how it makes me feel, but then I hate that I really want to watch more of it.
But did you watch, like, the Ted Bundy stuff?
Yes, yeah. I watched that, too. And I don't like watching it.
And it's a true story.
I got to stop watching these things.
But
I got to finish this one.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. My fiance is refusing to attend a friend's wedding with me because someone that I hooked up with in the past will be in attendance. I hooked up with this person once, my freshman year of college. I'm now 28. It was almost a decade ago. We ultimately just decided we weren't right for each other and we just became friends. I never talk to this person and only say hello to them if I happen to run into them out of politeness. He's never done anything wrong to me. I don't feel as if ignoring him is warranted or the right thing to do. I can't understand my fiance not wanting to attend the wedding with me because of that. I feel like it's incredibly immature. There is clearly nothing between me and this person. Bobby, am I the problem or does my fiance need to move past this? Sincerely, troubled future wife. Your fiance is wildly insecure about something. The truth is, whenever you get with somebody, for the most part, they've had relationships that weren't you. Yeah. I mean, I would say that's 99% of people. They've had relationships that weren't you and have done different levels of things with them. 10 years ago, first of all, even if it were a serious boyfriend, 10 years ago is not a reason to not go to an important event with your significant other, your fiance, your partner. 10 years ago, if it was some random hookup, is even less of a reason to care.
Right.
Because it's kind of like you won, though. Like, you got her. He didn't. But what are you so insecure about? Is he really good looking? And none of this matters to her, but that may be what he's thinking. It makes him uncomfortable. Well, brother, I got news for you. There's other dudes she's been with, too.
What if...
And you may run into him at the grocery store and you don't even know it.
Absolutely.
That's true.
It's human. I would say don't treat him with anger because he is only reacting this way because of a sensitivity, because of an insecurity. He's not doing this because he's just, I don't want to be around that dude. I'll fight him. He's doing it because something's bothering him about it. You could get to the root of that or you could just... not take him with you, but I think that would be so immature for him not to go because of some dude that you did whatever with one time 10 years ago.
Now, she's not saying that he can't, that he can't go, like she can't go without him, right?
Refusing to attend a friend's, she can go.
She can go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think she asked, like, is there something wrong with me or am I the problem? And no, you're not.
You are not the problem.
Definitely not.
But it's also not just him being a jerk to be a jerk. There's something there. It's hitting some sort of nerve that maybe has nothing to do with you or this dude. It could have been something in a past relationship that he was in where some other dude came back and stole his girlfriend. So there's some sensitivity there. You just have to figure out what it is without making him feel like he's being backed into a corner.
What if there's another reason why he doesn't want to go to this wedding?
Yeah.
He's using this guy as an excuse.
Because it seems weird that if he has a problem with this dude, that he's okay with her going to the wedding.
That is weird.
But with that dude there and him not being there. If anything, it would be like...
It never says that she can go without him, but I'm just because she didn't say she can't.
Yeah, I would assume she
I'm assuming she could go. You should go to the wedding, but if you go to the wedding and he doesn't go with you because of this, that's a major red flag. That's a fundamental issue for something that's always going to have its hand raised going, hey, I need to be addressed or it's going to turn into something really ugly.
Yeah, and if, yeah, since we don't know, but if he is suggesting you don't go, that's the red flag just got even more red.
Two red flags. Red flag and a red stoplight. Talk with him about it. If he doesn't want to talk about it, it's then up to you, but it's a red flag. It's a big one. But it's something about him. Something inside of him is not working, connecting correctly. So don't hold it against him at first. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! All right, these are the most fun facts that we've picked throughout the entire week. I'll go first. I'll start and end. There have been 9 songs that have gone to number 1 in the Billboard charts for 2 different artists. For example, don't play either yet, but Lean On Me. Do you know who recorded Lean On Me?
Lean On Me.
Bill Withers.
Nice job.
Lean On Me.
That's one. Good job.
How do I know that?
Exactly what we were thinking. Hey, you won't know the other one, but you'll recognize it. One hit wonder, Club Nauvoo, Lean On Me.
Lean On Me.
On that movie.
What movie?
Lean On Me.
Yeah, oh, that's why I know that. Yeah, that's a good movie.
That was one. And then, don't play it yet, but I'll Be There.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
Number 1 by 2 different artists. Can you name either one?
Just call it Jackson 5.
Jackson 5, correct.
I'll Be There.
I'll be there.
I feel like I performed this in 3rd grade.
Oh, so you, Amy.
Amy, is it Amy?
Amy Brown.
No, it's Mariah Carey. No, Amy took it to 1,912 on the charts. on the Austin, Texas
chart. Yeah, brought it down.
It wasn't just me alone. It was my grade.
Got it. Yeah. All right, there's mine. Amy, go ahead.
Well, males are 4 times more likely than females to be struck by lightning.
Why? Taller?
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with like how we're made up, but that men typically have more activities or jobs outside.
Oh.
So it increases their risk.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. All right, Lunchbox.
For all my lovely women out there, if you're planning on taking a trip to Montana and you're going to go fishing, if you are not married, it is illegal to fish alone. And if you are married, you cannot fish alone on Sundays.
Where?
In Montana.
Is that real?
So if you are a woman and you are not
surely
married,
this is one of those old rules they don't even enforce anymore. It's like you can't spit on the sidewalk on a Wednesday if the sun's overhead.
I'm just letting the women know that if you are going fishing in Montana, you better be married.
Huh.
Or have someone with you.
Imagine getting arrested for that.
What?
That's got to just be one of those laws that they haven't changed. Somebody should change that, though.
Yeah.
But if we have congressmen trying to put duels back into America, we should have somebody in Montana go, we should eliminate this law about women not being able to fish.
At first, I was curious if it was some sort of like Sabbath thing, you know, because like fishing on a Sunday.
Yeah, but still.
But I don't know. I know, but what does that have to do with marriage and
Eddie?
Women?
Do you know that there is a Ding Dong, Texas?
That's awesome.
It's in central Texas.
That's hilarious.
Right outside of Killeen, Texas. There's Ding Dong, Texas. And so when I saw this, I'm like, well, what other weird cities are there in America? There is a 3-way Tennessee. There is Dinosaur, Colorado.
That's fun.
Why Not, North Carolina. Cool. And Colon, Michigan.
Oh.
Colon.
I think I'd probably call us Colon, Michigan.
Oh, it's not Colon?
Ray, you from Michigan? Ever heard of Colon, Michigan?
I'm going to guess it's near Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's a lot of smaller towns right around it.
He's
there.
Just guessing. Colon's near Detroit. Morgan?
Ladies' rooms were created as a break from the outside world and men, so they were designed to be like a lounge-type room, hence why women's restrooms always have couches and why women go together to the bathroom to hang out.
Hmm. Don't you guys have a couch in your bathroom?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
We needed a break from the men.
If we had one, it'd be covered in every bad thing.
Ew.
You guys are disgusting.
Yeah. Like what?
You are.
Poopy peepy.
Gross, man.
And it also stink. And we don't have hot water in our bathroom.
Yeah.
It's all a disaster. Finally, I'll give you this. There are about 1.13 billion websites. Billion with a B.
Wow.
But only about 200 million are active. The rest are just part domains that people have and holding and hope to sell one day. Do you know sushi means sour rice in Japanese?
No. Huh.
Because the Japanese believe the most important ingredient is the rice, not the fish. The sushi is the rice.
And the rice is kind of sour.
And just not a sushi guy.
Mm.
I grew up in Arkansas.
Might be like a roll?
Nah. I never really trusted sushi. I mean, Arkansas sushi would be catfish, but like real sushi, I never trusted it.
They have catfish sushi?
No, it would just be catfish. Just straight up. But I never trusted it, so I never really got a liking to it. And then even now, we live in Tennessee, and I'm sure it gets here the next day or two.
Yeah.
But unless it's like near water, I don't even want to try it. So, all right, there you go.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this woman in Georgia recently had an emotional reunion with her family's dog. And I'll tell you how this happened. So they raised this puppy, her and her son. And then when he went off to the army, she was like, I can't really care for this dog on my own. So I need to find it a new home. So she found the dog a new home. Then her son ended up coming back home a while later.
It's all upset.
And she thought, okay, well, maybe we should at least try to find a dog that looks like the dogs that we gave away. Okay. Kano. Guess what? She started looking around, went to a shelter. She found a dog. She goes, oh, this one looks like him. This will be the perfect one to bring home. It was him.
Wait, why did the people?
I have no idea how the dog ended up in the shelter, but it was the same dog. And she said that she knew in her soul that he needed her. It's like he was calling out to her somehow. And this is why she went on a mission of finding.
I'm glad they have the dog. All that's bullcrap, but I'm glad they have the dog. And I'm upset with whomever took the dog in the rehoming of it.
Well, but we don't know. What if he ran away because he was trying to go back home?
Then watch him. You need to watch him better.
No.
If a kid runs away, it's like three. Oh. You're like, you keep
well, your dog has gotten out before.
Yeah, now she go to jail.
Oh man.
I said it.
Book him.
So also, if you find a pet, visit lifelineanimal.org/found pets to see how you can help them find their missing families, because she went through Lifeline as well. So
what's that address, Lunchbox?
Lifeline something.
Exactly. It's hard when you just say it once and fast.
Yeah.
Lifelineanimal.org/found pets.
Oh, wow.
You could also maybe just Google those keywords.
Yeah,
I'd be like, I lost my dog. All right, thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, what's up, Bobby and Celia? I was just calling about
that song with the Amy all the time. The Amy all the time, Amy all the time. I was trying to Google it and stuff, but wasn't able to find it. So I was curious to know what song that was or if that's something that y'all made up. All right, thanks. Love the show.
So, sort of. So I made it up, but it's a parody of another song. Now, what I want to know is if you guys, if you know it, don't say it. You don't know it?
No, I don't know it.
I thought you might know it.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know what the original says.
Me neither. But it is
so
familiar.
It is a real song from the 80s.
I know what it says.
And then we would do, it says party all the time.
Yeah. Party.
But it's who sings it. But we would do this bit where we just did a bunch of Amy segments. So I just started singing, Amy all the time, Amy all the time. So the original... And here's the clip of the Amy one.
Amy all the time, Amy all the time, Amy all the time.
Who's singing that?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So here's Party All the Time.
Sounds like the same person.
Sing it. Guys, play Amy again, will you?
Amy all the time, Amy all the time.
It is funny.
That's really funny.
Any guesses on who that was? Party all the time?
Devo.
No. Devo would be a solo person. Let's play. We'll do a little game here. Yeah. A solo person who is not known as a singer, but had a number one hit. He made a bet that he could have a number one hit, and then he put this out, and it went number one.
What?
Okay. Actor.
Yep.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Eddie Murphy.
Okay, wow. Okay. I feel like...
Fun,
yeah,
though, huh?
Yeah.
That's basically that story. Like, he made a bet. I forget who it was with, but he made a bet that he could have a number one song, and so he did Party All the Time. Had a number one.
That is so cool.
And so now it's Amy all the time.
Amy all the time. Amy all the time.
And mostly it's if we have a bunch of Amy stuff that I'm like, we got to talk about it at once and it really doesn't go together. So we just do them all together. So for example, we can do at least one Amy story here that I've been, he made the bet with Richard Pryor, by the way, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor. They made a $100,000 bet.
What on earth?
Mm-hmm.
$100,000.
Yeah, those dudes are rich.
Yeah.
So we were talking about Turo. I was not familiar with Turo. Turo is basically the Uber app, but instead of a car coming to pick you up, you pay and you use somebody else's car.
It's like Airbnb, but for car, you're renting.
Yeah, it's like Uber and Airbnb had a baby.
Right.
And so so you've been looking at this?
Yeah.
And?
I feel like there's potential to make money. And so Lunchbox...
You don't have to pay him 20%. He didn't put you on this. So
correct.
If you do it...
He only presented this to Morgan and Eddie because they have Jeeps. But I've been looking and there's all kinds of cars that people like to rent. And so then I was thinking, wait, is this worth an investment? Like you and I, we go in.
You didn't invent Turo and you didn't tell her she had to do.
Well, you're going to cut me out of the deal. You're not going to say, hey, lunch,
no,
you want to get in?
Are you going to give money? Are you going
to
pay?
Absolutely. I'm all in on businesses.
To buy a car?
I'm in on businesses, man.
Okay. I mean, we already have our stock money with him.
No, it's like $70 and...
Well, no, it's more than that now.
So what is your plan?
I was thinking we get a car. It's an investment, and we're able to rent it out
all
the time.
But you have to have a cool car.
Right.
Rent it all the time. Rent it all the time. Rent it all the time.
I think eventually,
like a Jeep?
You'll keep paying yourself back, paying ourselves back, and then eventually
become
profit.
No, I understand how the money part would work.
Yeah. I think there's something to it.
Okay, then this is what I would suggest. I'm going to do to you what I do to Lunchbox, but I know you'll follow up.
Yeah.
And I know you'll do the work. Find what kind of car we would buy together.
Which I'm trying to research the most desirable one.
Well, that's probably like a Lamborghini or something.
No, not like that. Okay. We need to be realistic.
Bring it and let us know how much it is, how much we need to invest.
Okay.
I'm up for listening.
I'm in.
No, you can't be. I'm not even in yet because I want to hear.
Oh.
But what if it's like $12,000?
I'm in.
So
for $12,000?
You won't even buy yourself a car, but you're going to buy a car here?
I mean, I can get a loan.
You won't even take your kids to Sonic.
That's true. Great point.
What?
Okay, can you do that in like the next 5 or 6 days?
Yeah.
Boom. See, that's why Amy all the time rocks. Hit it again.
Amy all the time, Amy all the time, Amy all the time.
We spend our money on stupid stuff on this show.
You're going to buy a car?
Yeah, well, no, I was talking to a friend.
Probably not, but...
Listen, we are just not as familiar with it, but I was talking with a friend that uses Turo all the time.
Like, see?
And it's...
Crazy. I never even heard of this.
Me neither. Until, well, thanks, Lunchbox.
Oh, boy. That's what I do.
You tell us about things that already exist?
I come to you with trends that are happening in the world.
You do? Name another one ever.
Pallet buying.
We know that's the worst trend ever. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Next 4 or 5 shows.
Yeah.
We'll have some information. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Bobby Bones and friends. We have a joke for Amy. This is from my son, Thomas. What kind of cars do sheep drive? A Subaru.
Good.
That's good.
Nice. You do an animal sound effect, it does make the joke way better.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So would you ever dip your pizza in guacamole?
You know, I don't know that I would. I wouldn't dip. That's a hard dip. I would maybe spread it if I love guacamole.
Oh, you mean like it's tough?
Yeah.
It's
not. My wife, she knows I am still 83% hillbilly. And I think over the years I've lived in cities and in running water, not out.
Evolved.
Out.
You know,
so yeah. But I will dip anything, anywhere, anytime. If it's any bread, soup, it doesn't matter. She's like, oh, God, are you going to dip? We're in a nice place. Don't dip it. That being said, guacamole doesn't seem like a dippy. And I'm not a big guacamole guy. That's like a 6 out of 10 to me. But I could see you could do it if you loved guacamole.
Yeah, more the crust part. I feel like some parts of pizza are too flimsy to dip. Like,
also, you could put avocado on. That'd be interesting pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing,
like
basically.
Like a topping?
Yeah.
Well, so the brand Holy Guacamole, you know, you've probably seen it at the grocery stores, started pre-made.
I go to the grocery store.
They are trying to make it a thing for Super Bowl Sunday, and they're even holding a contest. They created a website called guacafypizza.com, and 250 fans in San Francisco and Kansas City will win free pizza and guacamole on Super Bowl Sunday. So you can go enter.
The dipping would be hard unless it was really soft, and you'd have to, like, fold the pizza in two and make the point, like the arrow,
sure,
to go in.
Or like Amy said, just the crust. It's usually tough, like hard.
Yep.
Yeah.
We spent too much time on this.
Yesterday. Okay. Well, people might try it out. They might like it. So there's a new top Swiftie in the world.
Lauren. It's Lauren, yeah. our producer, Lauren.
Well, we could see if she could hold a candle to this guy who now holds the Guinness World Record for identifying 34 Taylor Swift songs in a minute. The previous record was held in 2019 or made in 2019 and was 27 songs.
Oh, wow.
So this guy...
Oh, he's definitely not a loser. He's good at other things, too, I'm seeing here. He's just also good at this.
He says he's just been listening to Taylor Swift since he was a kid. So.
I've never really had a big opinion on Taylor, like, music-wise. I like it, but I don't not like it. But I don't love it because it's just not meant for me. And Taylor's always been cool with me. We've had, you know, good moments and stuff. But I'm so pro Taylor Swift now. I couldn't be any more pro Taylor Swift. Because just to watch all the hate, because it was kind of annoying at first when it was everywhere. But there's no reason to be mean about it. Like, I would come on and be like, why is it on my ESPN feed and my E! News? You know, I like it set. But people are so mean about it now and are attacking her. Taylor for president.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd vote.
I'm for the next few weeks, I'm Swiftie. I'm Swiftie-holic. I can't get enough.
Her 50 best-selling songs are compiled into a list in random order, and then someone reads the beginning lyrics of each song. There's no music.
Oh, there's no sound.
Right, it's just the first lyrics read aloud.
Okay.
So the Grammys are this Sunday, and I got a list of the biggest country stars who've never won a Grammy before.
Did you see that they're saying possibly Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman could sing Fast Car together?
Whoa. Ooh,
which would be great awesome. Because she didn't like him singing that song at first.
Right.
Maybe she got a few checks in the mail and was like, you know,
it's kind of worth it.
I got a big bank. The money just keeps rolling in. What do you got?
So Dierks Bentley and Martina McBride are tied with 14 nominations.
Oh, you mean
each
losses.
That they've never won.
Got it. I thought you meant like just never won.
I just
said
they've never won.
Yeah,
go ahead. Like it's 14 nominations, never won. Eric Church and Jamie Johnson, 10 noms, never won. Blake Shelton's been nominated 8 times, never won. Toby Keith, 7. Kenny Chesney, 6. Jason Aldean and Thomas Rhett, both 5. Rascal Flatts, 4. No wins.
The thing about the Grammys, too, is they can have a winner and then they can, from what I'm told, I need to say all this stuff, allegedly, they can change it. They can have a winner and there's a little board, little group.
Like,
yeah, they can change it.
Mm. So who's winning all these awards?
Every single one of those awards. Can't do it. I can't. There are some jokes I have to pull a punch occasionally. So I'll tell you off the air what my joke was going to be.
Good job for stopping
Thank
yourself.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Taste of Country put together that list and broke it all down. And then Morgan Wallen and Luke Bryan have zero, but they're zero for zero. They've never been nominated.
Hey, keep the music up. Turn the mics down. I want to talk about my joke.
They haven't yet.
Oh, dang, 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 dang. Shots fired, shots fired.
Really?
No, not really. It is a joke. Okay. All they would do is like...
I get it.
That's funny.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, that's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
47-year-old Will Mark is a sergeant with the Dallas Police Department. And around Christmas time, he's on duty when all of a sudden he has a medical emergency. It's a stroke, and they rush him to the hospital. And so he's out of work, and he's got to learn how to walk again, all the function. But good news, he's back to 80%. Bad news, he can't work. So he can't, you know, provide for his family. So the cops in Dallas are like, we got to do something. They called up Fort Worth. They said, hey, fire department, let's battle, and we'll raise money for this guy. Like, battle.
They fought? Rat battle?
No. Oh, rat battle? Nope. Mm. They said, let's get out on the ice. Let's play an ice hockey game and raise money for this family.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
So the Dallas Stars, who are the professional hockey team, provided the ice.
That's awesome.
They got to go play hockey.
That's cool.
No one got hurt, and they raised a lot of money for the family.
I don't believe nobody got hurt, but that's awesome.
I wonder if they all knew how to skate and like play hockey.
I think these guys did. I watched a clip.
They must be in a hockey league
I don't
already.
Think you raise your hand to play.
Never skated
unless you've played before. But it was really, that's a great story.
They do have adult hockey leagues if you guys are interested here in town.
Dirk's
in
one.
My friend's husband plays in one too.
That's crazy.
They have curling here too.
That's hard.
Oh, so it's hockey. I mean, what's that? Like, it's not like long ice. I think that's harder than curling.
Yeah, you're
right. Bigger skating.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. Tiddlywinks. Stacking cups. All hard. Rubik's Cube.
Impossible.
Yes. Thank you, Lunchbox. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This lemon, like the fruit, is 285 years old. It looks like, it's so old, it looks like a potato.
Oh, man.
But it's shaped like a lemon. It's 285 years old, and they just auctioned it off for $1,780. Now, you would think, well, did someone save it? No, no, no. It was just found in an old cabinet. And there's a date on it, 1739.
Okay. That's weird that it didn't rot.
What?
Well, something happened to it. It doesn't look like a lemon.
Yeah.
But I think just having something from 1739.
Yeah. Especially a fruit.
It's a 285-year-old lemon.
Wow.
And then if you buy that, because it was a 19th century cabinet that was sold, and in it they found the lemon, but then they sold the lemon without the cabinet. Like, why would you want the lemon unless you're buying old stuff or you're a lemon lover?
Right. Who's a lemon lover?
You never want to be called lemon lover.
No.
Yeah, antique collector.
So the auction house, once they were selling the cabinet, they were like, what the heck? Let's auction off the lemon. They started at $50, and it got to almost $2,000.
You know what, man? Sometimes, like, my lemons, when they grow old, they're just, like, hard and brown.
Hard. Yeah.
So I guess if I left it there for 200 years, it would be like that.
Yeah, they sort of shrivel.
Try it.
Save it. We'll check back. Put a note, Mike, in 200 years, check back and see.
It's in the calendar.
It's in the calendar. The cabinet only went for, like, $50.
Mm.
Well, the lemon went for... almost 2,000.
That's really funny.
That's crazy. All right, Amy's time to get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why were the forks disappointed on Valentine's Day?
Hmm.
All I wanted to do was spoon.
Got it. I thought it would go somewhere else.
That was the morning corny.
Nobody was willing to fork.
Right.
It was Valentine's Day. Nobody. That's where I thought it was going to go.
Oh.
It could go that way.
But no, yours is good. Yours is probably better.
Yeah.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Lady A.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming by, all three of you.
Thank you.
Here's a question I have. I'm wearing a jersey right now. I don't really wear jerseys. I'm too old to wear jerseys. But I got on this thing on TikTok where you can like pay $30 and get in a drawing. And then I won this signed Jamar Chase jersey for $30.
Nice.
Right. Now I'm spending all my money doing this. What do you waste your money? Or maybe not waste. What do you spend? What's the trivial, consistent purchase that you make? Hillary, I'll go to you first.
Oh, well, I'm immediately convicted because there's probably too many things. I would say I live really close to the grocery store, and I have my groceries delivered Way too much.
Even even though you live really close?
Way too close.
Like, you're across I'm the not street. Even,
well, thank you.
Don't say which one, though. Yeah,
no, you know, and I put it off on the fact that That's I have funny. Three little kids and a whole lot of busyness, but yes, I get way too many groceries delivered.
We do that, too. And and you never get the fruit. It's always like, you know, it's not like they're going through and like really like making sure it's the fruit. True. So I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. I enjoy going to the grocery store, but
you do?
We do that a lot, too. I do.
The wildest thing about the grocery store for me, if we order food, is that there's somebody there waiting. Those Instacart drivers, they go and just sit at the grocery store waiting.
Yeah.
So it's like as soon as you're ready, boom, and they're going and taking pictures and like, does this work? Does this work? Different than Uber, where they like, you know, maybe you get one driving around close to you. Yeah. Well, they are mercenaries at the grocery store. They're coming at you. Okay, you, Charles.
Man, I mean, honestly, that's one of them. I'm trying to think trivial things. I don't do anything trivial. You know, just, everything's very thought out.
Felt that.
I was about to say Zen. These little nicotine things. When I stopped drinking,
I thought you meant Zen like Buddha. I was like,
yeah,
I hear
Zen.
You.
Yeah,
I
felt very, that. Very yes. into Zen.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, but I want my mom to know when I'm doing these nicotine pouches. But
isn't that sort of a necessity?
It definitely helps. I will say a lot of people do it. You know, when you're like used to like having something to do and not having that, it kind of helps. Like, yeah. So I figured, you know, I'm in a lot more control with a Zen pouch than I am a drink in my hand.
Talk to me about the Zen, because I was talking to Thomas Rhett about one. He was like, but
first time I ever had one was Thomas Rhett. I'm actually going to call him out. He's when I started, and I was
like the dealer?
And I was like Thomas Rhett's like the nicest. Yeah. Like, well, like he's
brand
got
ambassador.
All if TR is doing his Zen, I could surely do his Zen.
Absolutely.
So, but it is funny. I mean, a lot of people are doing it, but
you don't have to smoke. To like you, I've never smoked.
I've never smoked.
Couldn't I just put one in my mouth and like enjoy?
You can. The first few times you do it, it'll if you're not used to it, it'll give you a little like little dizziness. And,
but would I want that? And would I then be addicted to nicotine?
You will, and it's not worth it. Not worth it.
Can we back up a little bit?
What?
Now I need to know what this exactly is.
It's basically like a dip. Why are we talking about this?
It's just a little white.
It's like a little pouch, but you can swallow it. But it is better for you. We not the whole pouch. You can swallow this instead of spitting it out. Now, here's the problem. This is the dad in me. The problem I see, if there's a problem, because I love it and I'll do it, but I can definitely see how like a 12-year-old kid could be in class and doing it.
Yeah,
and that's where it's an issue. But you know what? That's you could talk about that with anything, and you know, I don't know.
So stay on caffeine is what you're saying. No, don't go to the next
step. I also got to say, I mean, I went from having a couple cups of coffee now to like four or five a day, and so but I don't know, I'm a consumer. I drink about 12 LaCroix a day, you know.
You burp all the time then,
maybe.
Just walking around maybe.
Other things too, other things.
I know.
Dave, what is your
I was gonna say jerseys for my kid. We have 100 jerseys at my house for my kid,
like sports jerseys.
Yeah, my son, he's 9 years old.
Have a
all
favorite
the
team?
Boys are in them. I mean, Titans, so a lot of Derrick Henry stuff, you know, like the new Oilers jerseys too. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow, Dak Prescott. I mean, Jamar. I mean, we got them all. That was like.
Are you asking for this one in a back way?
Do you mind?
Can we have that one?
So what's happening with you guys? Like, I know you guys have a new song out.
Yeah.
So what is this year? I feel like you guys have different seasons of what you represent, the music you're making. Even sonically, there's, you know, seasons with a bunch of horns.
Yeah.
So what is 2024 for you guys?
Well, it's really mainly focusing on finishing this record out and you know, getting this single out there. And but also, honestly, it's the first time we're definitely going to do, you know, some light touring, but it's really going to be focusing on the music. I mean, Dave and I are going to go down and do a little writing retreat in my place in the Bahamas for like a week, and just little things like that. Just try to get creative, but also enjoy family. I mean, we've been doing this 17 years, and that's one of the conversations we had. We're like, you know, you get into this a little bit of that hamster wheel where you're, you know, you go in, you cut a record, you go promote the song, you go promote the record, you go tour, then you do the whole cycle again. And at some point, you know, you've gotta have time to live life and get inspired. And I feel like that's kind of where we are, you know.
Yeah.
That house in the Bahamas, I bid on that once at a charity auction.
Oh, yeah.
To stay in it.
And, and you haven't
and
been.
I, and, no, I didn't win. Somebody jumped over me after I left.
What?
Well, who jumped over you?
I don't know. Somebody rich.
Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett was there.
Yeah, he probably had a zoom in his mouth, too, when he was doing it.
I remember I left, and I was like, oh, this would be cool. It would be hilarious. We'll go and never tell Charles it's us, and then we'll leave little notes. And then he'll be like, what? And then they were like, no, you got outbid. So
we'll let you
I don't even want to go
stay.
Now. I don't need a
he'll
consolation
give you a discount.
Prize.
Not for
I want to stay in your house here. While you're there.
You can most certainly do that.
Yes, yes. Hey, I want to play Love You Back. Dave, talk to me about this song.
Yeah, we got this song sent to us from Emily Wiseband, James McNair, and Lindsay Rhimes. I mean, we write a lot. Y'all know that. And but gosh, when a great song comes in, this one, it just kind of checked all the boxes for us. It felt like a kind of a Lady A early 2008, 2010 kind of song, back and forth. Gosh, just, you know, wishing that memory of somebody could be there for you.
This is a cool Nashville story, though. I feel like this is very Nashville. So, like, Emily sent it, and it had James McNair's voice on it. And I was like, God, that sounds really great. And I was like, man, I could hear this as, you know, a Lady A song. And so I texted Emily Wiseband. I said, okay, let's go in and I'll play me. And I said, you play Hillary and let's see. And I was like, Lindsay can, you know, sing Dave's part and like, let's just see if it feels like Lady A. And so we went in there and like put it together and had all these parts, you know, sent out. And so then when we, you know, sent that song back out, it's already sounded like a Lady A song. And it was really cool though, to be able to do that. And that's why I love this town. Cause like the song got sent to us from the songwriters, you know, it didn't go through label or any of that. It just got sent to us. And it was just, I think it's a very Nashville story about, you know, I like, we love writing music, but when we hear something, I mean, American Honey was a pure example of like hearing a song that sounded like it was written for us. And that's what this one felt like.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Lady A. You guys are all in your own rights, wonderful songwriters, and I've been working on this little tune in my head for a while.
Nice.
What I want to do is make the hardest sing-along song ever. Right? Because you're always like, everybody's singing. They'd be like, it's a quarter. But I want it to be, and I'm going to tell you the theme of the song first. And if you have any interest in writing it with me, just let me know. But so you're driving down a dirt road, right? And you're like, wow. And you look over on the side and, you know, there's lots of rocks. And it looks like somebody painted like lots of pictures on the rocks. And so, wow, you're like, wow. So the song's called Plural Rural Murals. Because there's more than one. Plural, you're in a rural, and it's murals.
Yeah. Rural is hard to say. Yeah.
All, say them all together. Yeah. So I'm trying to write the hardest sing-along song ever called Plural Rural Murals. Like
plural
so
Rural Murals.
You need like words like, it's inconspicuous, conspicuously unscrum. Yeah. Like just really weird, difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plural Rural. I still can't say it. Rural.
Rural Murals.
Well, hey, have your people call mine if you want to.
We're in.
And you've got to get supercalifragilisticexpialidocious in there somewhere. Yeah.
I think that's probably trade.
True.
I think that's what took me to the conspicuous.
It's centrifugal emotion. It reminds me of. I remember.
Wait, what's that one?
This Kiss. That was Faith Hill.
Oh, This Kiss. Yeah. It was your deep voice that threw me off.
Yeah.
You singing it in that voice, I couldn't. Yeah, I could not place it.
It's centrifugal motion. Perpetual kid.
That's odd. Yeah,
I like it.
That is odd. You guys ever think about, because with albums now, you guys are recording and finishing your music now, and attention spans are different, and there is not a right or wrong way to make music now. And some people are like, I don't want to listen to albums. Some people don't want to just hear a song or two at a time. Would you ever do like a concept album, like a story album, you know?
We've talked about it. I mean, it always, I feel like we always go through so many different scenarios of what it is. And the music always ends up kind of dictating kind of, you know, what it is. It's like, we've had many ideas where it's like, oh, let's do this and let's start with this. And it kind of goes through this journey, you know, conceptually. And then it's always like, guys, but this song's better than that song, but it doesn't fit in the concept. So that's where a little bit of that tug and pull kind of happens. But
I feel like we flexed the muscle of committing to a concept though with our last tour, because it was the whole concept was, you know, request line. So we were taking requests every night. The set list would be different. So I feel like we practiced flexing that muscle that we probably could then translate that into album if we wanted to.
When you guys did that tour, so sometimes people freestyle, they actually just remember it in their heads and act like they're freestyling.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people are going to request your songs though, mostly. So you already know them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like how often though did you get a song where you were like, okay, we're gonna do this one and we have to learn it in the next couple of days?
Every day at soundcheck, honestly, no joke, every day we would get to soundcheck, and some people don't even soundcheck, but we'd get there and rehearse for an hour. There'd be songs from the first record, you know, the last track on the first record that we'd have to rehearse. It was awesome. I mean, every day we had some deep cuts. We'd play voicemails in the room and let fans kind of choose.
Tell them about the funny one, though. That was great.
Oh, one of the best requests we got the whole tour was for Stuck Like Glue.
That's funny. Did they think that was you, though?
I don't know.
Or did they want you to do it?
I think they
thought it was us.
And so we learned it. And we did it.
And we called him out, and we played the voicemail, and it was like, oh, we love it. And we came up with a dance to Stuck Like Glue. And so clearly they thought it was us. And so I called him out and said, you know, Tracy, whatever her name was. And I said, how many songs into this show did you realize you weren't in the Sugarland show? And but we learned a song and we did it. And it was really fun. And then every now and then, you know, you kind of like, oh, we're going to take requests. And then everybody be like shouting different songs. And so there was a lot of times
you would
like
open it up to shouting.
It wasn't like we intended for that, but it would just happen. And so like there was sometimes you'd hear something and somebody Freebird. And it's like,
okay,
Dave knows Free. We know Freebird. Sure. Freebird. We've been in cover bands. So
we had a bride, like a bachelorette party, and the bride or one of the bridesmaids had called in for Man, I Feel Like a Woman, Shania. So we did that one.
She came up
on
stage.
It was fun.
Well, when people shout at you, though, you're opening up kind of the, because then they'll start yelling, Roll Tide, no, yes. War Eagle. And then they start fighting. And then it's like, Trump, Biden. And then you're like, oh, then you lose control of the whole, you lose control of everything.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's true.
So shout out you guys for, holy crap.
We asked for the mayhem.
Yeah. We did.
Do you guys have a consistent pre-show routine?
We do a prayer every time and try to kind of get together, you know.
Charles does his vocal warm-ups.
I do. It's really,
I've heard them.
You have?
Yeah.
It's
probably like two or three floors away.
It's a little
away.
Bit of that. You got to do that. I don't know.
Do all three of them.
Oh, oh, oh. And then, Colorado, one that I need. That's it.
And every day, Bobby.
Every day.
One of my shows, Jake Owen was with me, and Charles was was nice enough to do my show with me. And so they're Jake's like, he can't take it that he's not doing vocal warm ups. He wasn't performing, and Charles warmed up. And Jake's like going, oh la 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 la. They're just in the hallway, like calling out to each other.
It's like a dance off.
Yes, it was. It was a challenge.
Every time I'm on the golf course with Jake, if I hit like a good song, he goes, whoa whoa.
Do people ever do that to you out, or do they often not place you because you're one of three and you're only one of one?
It's always artists. Like if I'll be at, like, I mean, it's probably been five times I've been at the airport, and Jaren Johnson from Cadillac 3, he's probably the biggest culprit of making fun of me with my whoa whoa. And then then Matt Ramsey had a good joke. He said, how does Charles get a horse to stop? And he goes, whoa whoa.
That's pretty funny. Oh,
that's pretty sweet. Good.
That's pretty good. That's good. Well, guys, it's good to see you guys.
You too.
So you're going on the road a little bit, but nothing right now. You're not announcing anything right now.
No, but we've got you know, a decent amount of shows. I mean, it was almost like wanting to commit to literally taking an entire year off, but it was like, gosh, man, we just, you know, the itch to be on the road is there. So, but I think, our main goal right now, well, really is no goal, just to focus on music and kind of enjoy the journey. I think that's been the biggest thing for us, is enjoy the process and not put too much pressure on the outcome and control things. And I think the minute we kind of let go, that's when the art will start showing itself a little bit more. But also just, you know, I think, because we're not doing as many shows, when we're on that stage, it is going to feel like something special, you know?
Do you ever run out of breath, though, if you're not in tour shape?
I mean,
I feel like now that we've been in this 2 decades, it is kind of like riding a bike, muscle memory. But you definitely, it takes a few to get the dust off.
The bus rides are hard when you take like months in between, like getting back on a bus and actually falling asleep becomes harder and harder than it used to be.
Especially because more roads now have the on the side.
Yes.
That freaks me. Only the first night.
If we're on a bus. Yeah, the rumble strip.
Yeah, the second night I'm usually okay. But the first night, that rumble strip, it's like a re-baptism that I don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And you don't even really know the driver. Like, he may be having a bad day. He may just decide to drive off and kill us all because I don't know him. You may have consistent drivers, though. Yeah. Do you have the consistent driver?
Oh, God. No. So
Lord
same.
Be with you. Yeah.
It is. It's definitely... That is one person that you trust a lot.
Well, you guys, super cool. You guys, when you have something else come in, when you have more completed, or you want to announce a tour. But you guys, the new song is Love You Back, Lady A here in the studio. They're going to do Kicking Up Country Festival and Carolina Country Music Fest.
Yes.
And they just yell your song whatever you want the whole time at these festivals. You've heard them say they like that.
They do.
So just scream.
And iHeart Country Fest. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm about to start to get to that, duh.
Oh.
How could I forget?
Just kidding.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I got you.
And iHeart Country Festival in Austin. Good to see you guys. Love you guys. All right, there they are. Lady A, everybody. Nice show.
I love it.
It's time for Easy Trivia. Nobody goes home in the first round. Lunchbox is the champ currently. The category is legends.
Yep, me.
Who is the legendary figure known for his archery skills and for stealing from the rich to give to the poor?
Oh, Robin Hood.
Correct. Eddie, according to legend, what treasure is said to be at the end of a rainbow?
A pot of gold.
Correct. Morgan, what legendary creature is said to inhabit the depths of a large body of water in Scotland?
Oh, the Loch Ness Monster.
Correct. Amy, what legendary creature is often depicted as a fire-breathing, scaly serpent with wings?
I feel like it's like, whatever, who cares, dragon.
Correct. You know, but it goes home first round.
It's got to be more specific than that.
Yeah, so you guys are playing to 5. Right now the score is Eddie 3, Lunchbox 3, Morgan 2, Amy 2.
Oh, man.
And if you lose, if you miss a question, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
The object of the game is not to get boned. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Easy trivia, Lunchbox. The category is restaurant slogans. Which fast food restaurant has the slogan, I'm loving it?
McDonald's.
Correct. Eddie, which pizza chain is known for the slogan, better ingredients, better pizza?
Papa John's.
Correct. Morgan, what Mexican-inspired fast food chain had the slogan, think outside the bun?
Think outside the bun? And it was a Mexican?
What Mexican-inspired fast food chain had the slogan, think outside the bun?
I assume it's Taco Bell.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Finger licking good is the famous slogan of what chicken chain?
KFC.
Correct. Good job, everybody.
Thank you, man.
famous quotes. Easy trivia. Lunchbox, who said, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee?
Muhammad Ali.
Correct. Eddie, who said, I have a dream?
Martin Luther King.
Correct. Morgan, who wrote, to be or not to be? That is the question.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Who wrote the famous quote, to be or not to be? That is the question.
I have a lot of names floating in my head right now. None of them feel right, but it kind of feels like Macbeth, and that would be William Shakespeare.
Correct.
Okay.
It's the Shakespeare part. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Amy, Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me blank. Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me...
Give me liberty or give me... God, is it death? But that seems morbid. But if he'll take it, he had to go either way. Or, sure.
Give me liberty or give me blank.
Death.
Correct. The category in easy trivia is discoveries. Lunchbox, who discovered electricity?
Hmm. Dang. Is light bulb and electricity the same
thing?
Who
is credited with discovering electricity?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Incorrect. Bonham.
You've been boned.
Do you guys know?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
The kite.
The kite. Key. Mm-hmm. The lightning. Sorry, you've been boned, buddy.
I wouldn't have known that.
Eddie, who is credited with discovering gravity when an apple fell on his head?
Sir Isaac Newton.
Correct. Morgan, who is credited with discovering America in 1492?
Columbus.
Correct. Amy, which scientist discovered the theory of relativity and also the equation E equals MC squared?
Einstein.
Correct. Three people remain. Easy trivia. The category is superstitions. Eddie, what is the superstition associated with breaking a mirror?
Bad luck.
I need you to be more specific.
Breaking a mirror, 7 years of bad luck.
Correct. Morgan, what type of small green plant is said to bring good luck?
Oh, a four-leaf clover.
Correct. What do you do when you knock on blank to ward off a jinx? What do you knock on?
You knock on wood.
Good, thank you. All right, guys, you're doing great.
Thank you, man. Feeling good.
You want to do a music? You want to do a music one?
Yeah, I think now's a good time to do that.
Sure.
What's next? Yeah. So. Hit rock songs.
Oh.
What band sings Last Kiss? The band's lead singer has the first name as producer Eddie.
Pearl Jam.
Oh, Eddie.
That's funny.
This is better.
Better.
Yeah, these questions fall as they fall. Morgan, are we going to play a clip of all of them, Ray?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay. What band sings this song right here? Called Unwell. The band also shares a part of Lunchbox's name and a number.
Gosh, Lunchbox's name and a number.
Yeah, what's the band that sings that song? We'll play it one more time. It's called Unwell.
It's a rock band? I think I know that song. But like rock band, all I can think right now is Hinder, and I know it's not it. Oh gosh. Unwell. Secondhand Serenade.
Huh? You've been booed.
Where's Lunchbox? The number. In that?
I don't know.
Matchbox
I couldn't put anything.
Matchbox 20?
20.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying her answer.
Was it Matchbox 20?
Oh, you looked at me when you said it.
Well, she couldn't see me.
Matchbox 20.
Got it. Yep.
What did she say? Secondhand what?
Secondhand Serenade. That is a band.
Amy, here's a song called Buddy Holly. This band's singer wears the same glasses that I do.
Weezer,
correct. Nice job. All right, we'll break and come back. We'll finish in a second. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle... It's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, easy trivia. We got to finish it. It's Eddie and Amy, the last two standing. Don't get boned. The category is inventors. Eddie. Jack Dorsey is one of the inventors of what social media platform?
Jack Dorsey. Yeah, he invented Twitter.
Correct. Amy, what did Marconi invent that revolutionized long-distance communication?
Marconi radio.
Correct. In the category of inventor still, in what state was the airplane invented by the Wright brothers, Eddie?
North Carolina.
Correct. Amy, what did Eli Whitney invent in the 18th century that revolutionized the cotton industry?
Cotton. Well, I'm going to go with the cotton gin.
Correct.
Wow.
Nice job. The category is classic literature. Who is the author, Eddie, of Romeo and Juliet?
William Shakespeare.
Correct. Easy trivia. Amy, who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn?
Why do I have two names in my head? Because it's like Mark Twain, and then there's the other name.
Who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
Oh, okay.
And The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
God, you said that Tom Sawyer was the other name in my head, so I'm just going to go with Mark Twain.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Classic literature. Eddie, what 1925 novel turned into a movie in 2013 is about a man's quest to win back his long-lost love by faking a successful life?
What?
What 1925 novel that was turned movie in 2013... is about a man's quest to win back his long-lost love by faking a successful life.
Whoa. What movie is this? He's faking his life to get back his love.
Classic literature, what 1925 novel turned movie?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go with Great Expectations.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were going to get it.
What is it?
The Great Gatsby.
No!
When you said great, I thought
not
you
were on it. With Leonardo DiCaprio?
I thought you were on it, yeah.
Oh.
Amy, for the win. What kind of animal is corduroy in the 1968 children's book?
Corduroy? In a what? What book?
Corduroy.
Oh, we don't know the name of the book?
That's the name of the book.
Oh.
What kind of animal is corduroy in the 1968 children's book, Corduroy?
I'm just going to guess a dog.
A bear.
Oh, my God. Yes! Let's go!
Corduroy? The bear?
Never heard, of that, Amy.
Never heard of it.
So, we can do one more category before sudden death.
Okay.
Eddie, what is 75% as a fraction in the simplest form?
Oh, 3/4.
Correct. Category is fractions. What's the name of the ocean, Amy, that covers around 1/3 of the Earth's surface?
1/3? So that makes it pretty big, I think.
1/3 of the Earth's surface would be pretty big.
Pacific.
Correct. Eddie, if you have 2/5 of a pizza left, how many slices are left out of 10 slices?
You have 2/5?
Mm-hmm. And you have 10 slices, how many are left?
Wait, say it again one more time.
If you have 2/5 of a pizza left, how many slices are left out of 10 slices?
2/5. So it would be 2 out of 5. 10 slices. Oh, man. 2/5. Give me 6 slices. Mm.
2/5, you take the 5, make it 10, so 2 is made 4. Into 4.
4 slices?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Amy, for the win. Mm-hmm. What were you doing on your paper over there?
No, nothing. I was kind of picturing the pizza. And then I got distracted. Pepperoni mushroom pizza.
And then you start thinking about the actual,
yeah.
They're on a deal.
Yes, man. Where did I get the pizza from?
Yeah. Pickup, delivery. Amy, if you have 3/8 of a chocolate bar, how many pieces do you have out of 16 pieces?
Okay. Well.
If you have 3/8 of a chocolate bar, how many pieces do you have out of 16 pieces?
Hold on. If you have 3. Okay. Okay.
This is so hard.
Okay. 6.
Correct. 1/8.
Yeah. No! Thank you, Amy. I was like, do not blow it.
No.
Do not blow it.
That was the same kind of question.
That's why I second guessed it, because I'm like,
take
surely
the denominator, you add it, you multiply it by 2 to get to that number, so then you have
yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember doing that.
But I just thought that seems too easy.
Hey, what's the game called?
Easy Trivia.
Amy with 3 wins. Nice job.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Altoona, Wisconsin. A man got pulled over for speeding and police, as they were walking up to the vehicle, he said, peeled out, took off, driving down the road. And he goes, oh, there's a frozen lake. I'm going to drive out on that. And then he got scared and he had to call police. Hey, come help me. I'm stuck out on the lake.
Oh, he didn't sink in. He just got scared. I thought he would have sank. And then I would have been like, I get it. You're trying to make a getaway. But he did make the getaway and then got scared.
It's crazy they can drive on those lakes over
it's
there.
It's crazy that he just didn't keep driving or get out and run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why go down the street or
well, it's kind of slippery, you know, when you're on frozen.
Okay. Slide.
Well, you ever see a slip and slide?
Yeah.
It just does
go
that.
Go for it.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Some big news that we haven't talked about. It was on social media, but Raymundo got a house.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I saw you holding your sign. I was like, we got a house.
Yeah, we went and signed the documents, and there was like a mahogany desk and stuff, and it was so professional. And I said, can we take a picture? Do you guys got any dry erase board you do? And she goes, yeah, we do it up for some people. We didn't
you had to ask? They didn't have it ready for you?
No, they weren't
even. Oh, dang. Good for you.
We weren't even going to do a picture, and I said, this is something people see for the rest of your generation.
It's your first house,
man. Why would we not take this picture?
Dang. Well, congratulations. How do you feel?
Very excited.
When do you move?
We're moved right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
All the way?
Yep.
It was one of the days, like you got the keys and then you were already moving crap?
It was crazy. Everything had to happen the same day. I mean, plumbing, inspection, electrical, house, movers. Mm-hmm. We fit it all in 24 hours? Okay, cool.
How does it feel?
Really? I mean, 6 months ago, we were looking at land. We were looking at houses. We didn't think we were going to build our own house. And then Baser's dad said, hey, I think I can build you guys a house. Because he has other projects, too.
Baser is Bay, and Bay is his wife.
Thank you.
And Baser's dad is her dad.
And Baser's dad is Bay's wife, right. Laura. Okay.
And they just bought a house.
And he built this house in record time.
Yes.
But, like, y'all paid for it,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, congratulations, buddy.
I just didn't know. That'd be awesome if, you know.
He I'm just glad free. They got the plumbing done the same day they moved in.
That's crazy, man.
That's weird. I thought
you
they
mean
did
inspected?
That way.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the pool parties, though, man?
pool parties are donezo. It sucked because I went to my old apartment and I was turning the keys and stuff and I put the fob up to the pool and got denied, man. Can't get in the old pool access anymore. Man.
And your sunset pics?
Sunset pics are over. This one's probably going to have a little bit of suburbia in it. Not really up on the old mountain or plateau.
Do you live near folks?
Yeah, we drive into a neighborhood. We have 2 acres, though, so we're distanced enough to where I can hit some golf balls.
Can you see the weather coming in from where you're at?
Because you did that, and we like that.
I loved it.
I know. I may have a little bit of a problem, honestly. There's houses around us, so the sunset may be blocked a tad. Yeah.
How long is your drive into work now?
35 minutes.
How long was it?
10.
Oh, man.
But it is a massive road. You can go about 90 on.
You need to secretly rent yourself an apartment, then closer. And not tell your wife. Trust me, it'll be totally cool. congratulations, man.
Thank you.
That's really awesome. Goodbye, everybody.
Bones. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.